Tradio, nourishing the soul of the digital generation. Hi, I'm Sarah, and you're listening to Cradio. Today I'm catching up with Scott McDonald, who's Youth Coordinator for Ignite Youth, a ministry of the Emmanuel community up in Brisbane. Scott also has a professional background in radio, having worked for 96.5 Family Radio for a number of years. I'll try not to be intimidated by that. Scott, it's great to talk to you today.
You too. Thank you so much for catching up with us.
It's my pleasure. Now, look, you're a self-professed storyteller. One thing I really like to ask people who are doing great work for the church, first of all, what's your own story?
This feels a little bit like, you know, standing up in front of a crowd telling your testimony. I grew up in a pretty standard kind of Brisbane Catholic family. You know, did Mass every Sunday, but aside from that, not too much connection to the faith, and went to Catholic schools my whole life. But didn't really start taking my faith seriously until 2008, when I was 2 years out of school. And I kind of had been working commercial radio a bit, and I just felt lost and kind of felt like I didn't want to be there, and ended up quitting my dream career. My dream career was over 2 years out of high school, and got invited along to a bit of a young adults group by a guy named Christian Noblezza, who's actually now looking after campus ministry for ACU, their programs manager. And he kind of showed me a side of faith that I had never seen before, like a really personal relationship with Jesus side of faith. And got caught up in World Youth Day hype that year, and ended up doing the World Youth Day radio show at 96.5 here in Brisbane. And they kept me on for their night show and did a lot of stuff in schools with them, and kind of worked my way up the ladder with them for 5 years or so. And then throughout that time was quite engaged in volunteer leading on major events with Emmanuel Community at their Ignite conference and their Zero Gravity summer camp. And they kind of were changing a few things and invited me to be part of that journey. And last year, quit radio altogether and went full-time youth coordinator here at Emmanuel. So it was a pretty crazy couple of years, but definitely a really cool story.
So, I mean, what was it exactly for you? Was there a moment? I mean, you got invited along to these things and you discovered this new way to have a personal relationship with Christ. Can it be brought down to something? What was it for you?
I think it was a level of genuineness. I think that's totally what it was. That it wasn't this unattainable faith, and it wasn't people trying to tell me what to do. I remember having a conversation with Christian one night late at a McDonald's, and we were just talking about these really core elements of the faith that I just couldn't agree with. And he didn't berate me, or he didn't tell me why I was wrong. He just kind of sat and listened. And over the coming months, I changed my opinion on all of them. And I think that's what it was, is that there was just this level of genuineness of, I actually really don't care whether you believe in this or not. I want you to be part of this journey. And I think that really just softened my heart. And I'd pray with them, and it just was like, actually, this is legit. Like, this is a thing. This is a God that wants to be involved in my life, not just some weird, faraway, distant God.
Yeah, you really speak to something there. It's a testimony, really, to the power of witness. And I guess what Pope Francis shows us, because I know a lot of young people coming back to the faith, you know, we can be on fire. Sometimes we fall into the temptation to just want to hit people on the head, with a bat to try and tell them what to believe. But really, it's that genuine care, that genuine witness that brought you around. That's interesting to hear.
I think one of the big things that I have really learned over the last couple of years is that when you particularly look at the stories of Jesus encountering his disciples at first, they themselves actually don't believe in who he is, or don't understand who he is, but he still brings them on that journey and slowly brings them into that story, and that it's through that that they start to realize exactly who it is they're dealing with. Like, even, you know, when he dies and he's promised his resurrection, it's promised in scripture, but they all freak out, it's over, he's dead, you know, he lost. And then when he comes back, he's like, guys, you knew this was going to happen. Like, they still were at a place of not fully believing, but he still had them in on that story. And I think there's so much much to learn from that.
So how does that influence your own ministry and practice?
Well, you know what? As I was saying it to you just then, I was thinking to myself, gee, I wonder if I actually do this. I wonder if I, as a leader, actually do this. But I think for us, that's a really big thing. And particularly, I'm so much of an evangelist in nature that for me, it is about the person who's not already connected. And I think everything that we do, we try and make it to be so that people, wherever they're at in their faith, will get something out of it, but always starting with an invitation to the relationship, and that there's never an expectation that people would be at a certain level, but just letting them know that no matter where they're at, they're welcome to be part of this ministry. And we're going to pray, and we're going to talk about Jesus, and we're going to thank God, and we're going to worship, but just because you don't connect with that yet doesn't mean that you aren't welcome to be part of this journey. You aren't welcome to be part of this story.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but just to go back a couple of steps. So you're working for Ignite Youth, part of the Emmanuel community up in Brisbane. Could you just provide a little bit of a background about that community, how it came to be, and the sort of work that you're doing with them?
Yeah, sure. So the community is decades older than I am. So it's a mission community that's based here in the Brisbane Archdiocese, and it's grown and it's gone through a lot of really exciting phases, and it's always had a really strong focus on youth ministry. You know, we even look at the Friday night youth group we do, that it's you know, it's got decades of history and some incredible names that have gone through as leaders for that ministry as well. But so the community has always been on mission, and that's through worship and through youth ministry and even through international projects, and now even Australia-wide projects and local projects. So that's kind of the community. And in the last couple of years, as the youth ministry has grown, you know, Ignite Conference is up to its 10th conference this year, and that's grown from a conference of, you know, 100 people to a conference of more than 1,000 people. And so as that started happening and our camp started growing into the hundreds of people, it became clear that that there was a new direction being called for the ministry, and it was about, I suppose, bringing all of the ministries together, so they weren't just, you know, zero gravity, the camp over here and Ignite Conference over here and Fuel, the Praise and Worship Night over here, but rather that they were one thing, they were one identity falling under one vision. And so that's last year we rebranded everything to Ignite Youth, and everything now has Ignite somewhere in the name. And so I was, I guess I was brought on just as the conversation leading to that was beginning to start, and just as the direction leading to that was beginning to start.
So, I mean, your work is right there in the midst of it, dealing with young people all the time at varying levels of their faith. You spoke about earlier, it was really 2008 was a big year for you. I know it was a big year for a lot of Catholics in Australia, and I know we're seeing a lot of young Catholics since 2008, before that, but since 2008 especially, coming back to their faith with, you know, with a fire for their faith. But still in a lot of places in the church in Australia, in a lot of parishes, you know, they've got what we call, I guess, for lack of a better term, cotton field syndrome, where you're not seeing young people in the parishes. And so a lot of people aren't seeing these fruits, these effects that some of us are. I'd be curious to get your thoughts, I suppose, from your own experience. What do you think we could be doing better to be able to be addressing this? Because I know, like, for example, a lot of other denominations, we can look at them and be like, wow, you know, they've got so many youth, they've got so much going on, and look at our parishes. What do you think we could be doing better?
Look, I think, you know, you quoted Pope Francis before, and I think he's saying some amazing things at the moment. And in particular, he's talking about that we need to find new ways to communicate this age-old gospel message. And we need to, you know, not be caught inside our churches, but we need to be going out. And it's a big question that we face all the time is, we can put on these big events, we can have youth ministries in our parish, but where are young people actually? Where are they physically? and also where are they within their faith. And we need to find them there. We can't any longer expect that we'll put on a Friday night youth group with pizza and everything and that young people will come flocking. We actually need to work out where it is they are, and we need to meet them in that place, and we need to meet them on that level. We need to go to them. It's a big thing that plagued us was that question, and we've answered it in a few different things. We have small groups that now meet at McDonald's and Hungry Jack's and places like that around the corner from our major high schools, because that is where our young people are, and that's where they feel comfortable inviting their friends. That's where they feel comfortable coming along to after school, as opposed to expecting them to come to a church, which they may have misconceptions about, they may have fears about, they may have this belief that they don't belong there. And so I think that's a really big question. We can't just say we want young people in our parish because it makes us feel good to have young people. We need to say, what is it that young people need? Because statistically, we know more than ever that young people need the hope that faith provides. But we can't just expect that they're going to come looking for that, because they don't know it. They're going to look for hope in every other place except for the place where hope belongs. So we need to meet them where that is and then bring them on that journey, as opposed to just saying, oh, young people should be here in the church.
And you talk to a lot of young people. What do you find, especially when we're talking about high school age people? I mean, like, I'm in my 20s, but high school seems such a long time ago now. What do you think are the biggest stumbling blocks for them when it comes to our culture today and that encounter with Christ, bringing them to that encounter with Christ?
I think there's a couple of things. I think one of the big things is the misconception of the church is just huge. You know, boring, judgmental, disconnected, all of those things are there. And that would get masked by any number of issues. Like, obviously, there's always the debate around same-sex marriage. It's always going to be brought up. And I think as well as that, unfortunately, the moment in history where we are in our church right now with sex abuse and that kind of thing are always going to be able... I don't necessarily think will be the thing that creates the stumbling block, but they'll aid the stumbling block. They'll justify a stumbling block. And you know, I think with sex abuse, you know, rightly so, it is a horrible part of our faith and is unfortunately, you know, really tarring the beautiful parts of our faith. But I think that one of the other stumbling blocks is that we live in a culture and we live in a society that says do what you want when you want and be your own God. You know, you don't need all these, you know, ways of living morally. If you feel right now like you want to do this right now, then go do it. That's freedom. That's what life is. And never mind the fact that you do it every Saturday night and then you wake up on Sunday morning feeling like absolute junk. You enjoy doing it on Saturday night, so do it on Saturday night. Whereas faith sets up a total opposite perspective. It says, hey, think about the freedom that comes with living with self-control, that comes with living with purpose, that comes with living for tomorrow. Think about the freedom that comes with that. And it's just the opposite perception of what young people are being told. It's just the total opposite. And I think that does present a stumbling block initially, but when you open the heart of a young person to see the truth in that, it rewrites everything. And the hardest thing about it is it's one of those moments that unless you've had that experience, it's really hard to describe. So friends will go back to school and say, hey, my life's totally changed. And their friends will be like, you're just weird. I don't understand how that relates to me at all. So yeah, I think they're the primary stumbling blocks.
Well, thanks for that. I couldn't help but want to pick your brain because, you know, sometimes we get caught in this Catholic bubble and we forget, you know, what we used to think like. But I want to go on to talk about the Ignite conference, which you already mentioned. Now, this thing is growing. It's getting huge. And it's coming up this year on the 25th to the 28th of September. Could you tell me a bit about what's happening?
Yeah, sure. So this is our annual conference. In fact, the growth is incredible. I was just talking to the conference coordinator, Luke, just then, and he was saying to me that registrations are up by 50% this year on last year, which is just incredible. And we've got people coming from around the world, literally around the world this year, as far as Canada. So look, this is our conference. And, you know, I was kind of alluding to before, one of our big things is that we want it to be a conference for young people and people working with young people. And people just, I suppose, wanting that experience of the church no matter their age. And we want to meet them wherever they're at. If you've been in the faith your entire life and you're just looking to refresh, then we want it to be there. But if you've never really experienced church, we want it to be there for you as well. So The conference has every day has a morning rally and a night rally where we'll have a keynote speaker who's, you know, one of the better Catholic youth speakers in Australia will jump up. We've also got a nun from over in the US, Sister Miriam James, joining us this year to speak the keynote, which we're really excited about. And then in the middle of the day, there's keynotes and there's workshops, and we have adult versions and high school versions and kids versions, and they're all just there's just all these different workshops. You know, there's some that are tailored directly for teachers, there's some tailored for youth workers, there's some tailored for people who want to be on mission, there's people who just want to deepen their understanding of faith in the church, and then, like I said, we come back for the night rally, and obviously the sacraments are fully available. There's nothing more beautiful than the Friday night of Ignite Conference, where we will lead adoration with the entire conference. During our night rally, there'll be adoration, and to have 1,000 young people on their knees before the presence of Christ is just transformative and life-changing. And people say to me all the time, oh, you can't, young people don't relate to adoration. It's an archaic sacrament. Young people don't relate to it. And you just, you do not understand how desperately young people are yearning for Christ until you're in that exact moment with them. So I guess, yeah, I guess that's the conference in a bit of a nutshell.
It does sound fabulous, and I must say, one thing I think that's been, or where we've been lacking in Australia, is being able to run these things that are sort of open to all ages, in a sense where families can come along and there's something for kids, there's something for teenagers, and there's something for adults. So that's just fabulous.
Yeah, it is really cool, and you know, there's Ignite Kids for primary school ages, even a creche earlier in the morning for mums and dads who want to come along and I suppose still have that experience as well. And I think that like you say, that is a really key thing. We find so many of our young mums and dads kind of get left on this desert island, and so it's you know, they go from being involved in a high energy youth ministry and a high energy young adult ministry, and then they get married and have kids and are doing this super important role within our church of raising the next generation, and they're kind of on a bit of a desert island with it. And so I think that's a really big key is to be able to continue connecting with them. And look, there's no hiding that our goal with the conference is super simple. It's that young people and whoever's coming along is going to come and have an encounter with Christ, whether that's a refreshed encounter, a first encounter, and just another encounter, that they're going to experience the Holy Spirit, and that they're going to be sent out on mission. And that's the entire goal of the conference every year, is that no matter what, that those three things will take place, because we think that is what is needed. We think that's what's going to change the life of the church, and whether that mission means going back into their parish, or whether that mission means having renewed energy to raise their kids, or whether that mission means doing something like NET or YMT, we really don't care, as long as they're on mission for the church. Like, that's what's going to change this country.
Amen. And, I mean, it sounds like you've got a lot of stuff that's been happening up in Brisbane with Ignite and its various ministries. What's the future for it? What's the vision?
Good question. I think the vision is exactly what I was saying about the conference, about encountering Christ, experiencing the Holy Spirit and going on mission. And our goal, I think, is to really follow where Jesus is calling us on that. We want to see our small groups really extend. We want to see them really cover all of Brisbane. It's our hope, it's our prayer that the entire Brisbane Archdiocese will have one of these local to every Catholic high school. And we want to be supporting our Catholic high schools. We want to be getting behind our APREs and our campus ministers and supporting them in that role. And the same with young adults. You know, we really want to see our young adults ministry just pick up and grow places and really mobilize as a generation of world changers is something that we're really excited about. And then it's just a question of where God wants to take it. What God wants to do with the ministry. But I think for us, the core is those three elements, and also always staying authentic and relational, always following the Holy Spirit and always staying authentic and relational. We would love to have as many people experience the Catholic faith as possible, but at the same time, we don't want to lose those elements that are uniquely about meeting people and being in small groups and praying together and those kind of things.
Well, thanks so much for that. It's always great to hear when there are good things happening within the church in Australia. So if people want to find out more about your work and what you're up to, where can they go?
Yeah, our website, igniteyouth.com, it was lost, it was gone, but it is back. So igniteyouth.com is our new refresh website. We've got a heap of stuff up there. We've got blogs and we've got details on all of our events as well. And also directly, the conference has its own website at igniteconference.com.au as well. So yeah, definitely check them both out. It would, I think it's there'll be a life-changing experience to be had.
Great. Thanks so much for your time today, Scott.
Hey, thank you so much for catching up with us.
That was Scott McDonald from Ignite Youth in Brisbane. For more information on the Ignite Conference, head to igniteconference.com.au. For more talks, news, and interviews, visit cradio.org.au.
Cradio.org.au.